I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape, and here are some of the stories that the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following today. Police today released the name of the officer who fatally shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, answering days of mounting pressure by civil rights activists and other protesters who said knowing the officer's name would help the community heal and determine if the officer had been in trouble before. Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson said the officer's name is Darren Wilson. Ferguson police also say that Brown was a suspect in a convenience store robbery that occurred shortly before his death. The attorney for Brown's parents say they were incensed with that accusation. You can hear more about these and other stories this afternoon on 90.7 FM and throughout the day at stlpublicradio.org. It's time now for our monthly soundbite segment in partnership with Sauce Magazine. This is our segment where we talk about the latest food trends, new and traditional restaurants, and interesting people involved in the restaurant industry. So it seemed only appropriate that we turn our attention today to the situation in Ferguson and talk about the restaurant industry there. After all, restaurants are small businesses and they play a big role in the community. I'm joined now by LaGaya Figueres, executive editor of Sauce Magazine. LaGaya, welcome to the program.
Hello, good afternoon.
Well, let's talk about that small business angle. Small business is important everywhere, particularly to a town like Ferguson, and how they are impacted, and they certainly seem to have been.
Certainly. I mean, the small businesses, restaurants, are vital to communities in the sense of those are the ones that are gathering spaces for residents of the community. And there are also reasons why those who might not live in the neighborhood, that we get to know them by visiting their restaurants, bars, and eating establishments.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, if a small business is closed for a day or two, that may not sound like a big deal to you or I, but that really can impact a small business quickly.
It absolutely can impact a small business quickly. Yet when you're independently owned, I mean, you know, sometimes your dishwasher, busher, you do everything. And one day closing can make a huge difference.
Uh-huh. And tell me about what you did, your process of reaching out to some of these small business owners. Were you able to contact everyone you tried to? What kind of response did
you
get?
Sure. Two of the people, and these are going to be phone guests in just a bit here. One is Mike Lanero. He's the owner of actually four businesses in Ferguson that are food and beverage related. Ferguson Brewing Company, Cork Wine Bar, Vincenzo's Italian Restaurant, and the Corner Coffee House. And I also spoke with Jerome Jenkins. He owns Kathy's Kitchen Restaurant and Diner there, as well as he'll be opening another restaurant in March called J&C Barbecue and Blues. I spoke with both of them. Now, we should keep in mind that their businesses are located in the main dining district in Ferguson, which is in its downtown historic area.
Well, they have what I call the main drag.
Right, that's correct. And they did close, some of the establishments were closed on Monday because of the situation. However, Monday's also a typical day for some restaurants to be closed. So, for example, Cork Wine Bar, Faraci Pizza, Cosi Dolce, and Vincenzo's were closed because it was a Monday. I also did speak to, I was able to get in contact this morning, finally, with an employee at Northland Chop Suey. We should keep in mind that this restaurant and also nearby Red Barbecue Man, those are both located on West Florissant, near to the site of violence. And so we're talking about 2 miles separating the main downtown restaurant strip as opposed to Red Man and Northland Chop Suey. When I spoke to the employee, that one had been open this week, except for it closed down early in the evening because the police were barricading.
You know, and it's one thing if a restaurant is closed, but even if they're open under these circumstances, because this is in the news, there are a lot of people that just won't go to Ferguson
because
of what they're seeing on TV and hearing on the radio.
Right, the question of safety or whatnot. And, the nice thing is that people have been coming out to support them. In speaking with Mike and Jerome, their businesses have been doing people have been coming out, particularly in lunch. They've been slammed, which is why we're on the phone with them, right?
Well, let's go to Mike Lanero right now. He's one of the restaurant owners that you just mentioned, and he joins us on the phone. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you.
Well, Mike, just as a little bit of background, when was the first time that this situation came to your attention? Were you at work? What happened? What was the initial impact on you?
A shock, and I was at home, actually. No, I'm sorry. I was at Vincenzo's. I was getting ready for to open up, let in all the cooks and let everybody, and I heard things buzzing around. So,
what was it? I'm just wondering, something like this, it would be hard for employees not to stop what they're doing and talk about it. So that had to interrupt work just from that aspect.
Yeah, everybody's, you know, talking about it. Everybody's hearing these rumors. Everybody's seeing all these different things. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, they just come to us and you know, see what's true and what's not true. The employees have been, I mean, fabulous. They don't have to come in, but they've been choosing to come in, and it's great. I haven't had one employee call and say they wouldn't be here because of the situation or anything. They all stand by, you know, where they work. They're proud where they work, and they're proud of the city they work in.
Well, with your four businesses, your four restaurants, what was the situation as far as being closed due to the things that have been happening in Ferguson?
So most of them, as she said, most of them were closed just because we're always closed. The other one, which would be Ferguson Brewing Company, I talked to some of the other business owners around town, Jerome, Kelly from Marley's, and Beth from Culture Dolce, and a couple others. And we kind of decided, you know, let's close, put the focus on, you know, what needs to be downtown. They wanted to do a protest, a friendly protest. And we were all about that, you know, having them get their word out and all that good stuff. And we just wanted everybody to focus on them and not us being open. You know, we didn't want to go out there and look like we were trying to profit off of this, you know, which is not the case at all.
Right. So, bottom line then, Mike, what kind of impact has this had on your businesses so far?
I mean, of course, it hasn't been good. And of course, you know, it's going to take time to rebuild it once again, like we have. Whether it was in the beginning, whether it was after two tornadoes, or, I mean, which I'm sure a lot of the restaurant owners will agree with me, this winter was not good for any of us, you know, so.
And what about Mike, what about the customers that have been coming in? Is this something that they are constantly talking about too? And what are you getting from them?
It is. Mainly, I mean, my job is to, you know, thank them, of course. You know, every single person who comes through, I want to thank, you know, just for coming out, and it just means so much to us. They don't really talk about it with us. They talk about it amongst themselves. Some don't like to talk about it. You know, we're just there just to, you know, kind of maybe put a little ease for a second, you know, while they can dine in there and enjoy themselves, you know.
Well, Mike Lanera, I know you're busy. It's rush hour. I'm glad you're busy.
Yes.
So I'll let you get back to that. Thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Right.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike's the proprietor of Ferguson Brewing Company, Cork Wine Bar, Vincenzo's Italian Restaurant, and the Corner Coffee House. And LaGaia Figueres from Sauce Magazine is here, too. And LaGaia, let's now welcome Jerome Jenkins. You mentioned him earlier. He is the owner of Kathy's Kitchen Restaurant and Diner. Hi, Jerome. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I want to ask you sort of the same questions that I just posed to Mike a couple of minutes ago. Were you at work when all this hit the fan, so to speak? And how did all this develop from your perspective?
Well, I mean, it started on Sunday, but our restaurant actually is closed on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we kind of came back into it on Monday. And so we as the street, I mean, we all have worked together to really, really build up this street. So we all decided to close Monday. That was the first decision that we wanted to make because it was at the height of everything.
And Jerome, where exactly is your business? How close to it? How close is your business to where, you know, where the press conference is being held and where the violence has occurred?
We're right next door. So there's Kathy's Kitchen, and then there's Vincenzo's, and then there's the police department. So we're right here where actually everything is happening. And we're approximately 1 mile, I would have to say, from where the actual incident happened. So we're right here where all the protesters are at the news department. So they're here, you know, eating from CNN, you name it. They come here to eat. We're right next to everything.
So what are you hearing from the people here covering it and your regular customers? What's the mood from your perspective?
Well, you have two different point of views. The residents, what people do not understand about the residents of Ferguson is that we all communicate and get along great, white and black. I mean, you know, so from that point of view, everybody is supportive, okay? The argument and the big argument that is happening is between the authorities and what has happened. So young Black America and the authorities in dealing with the police department is where all the tension lives. And so as far as us in the community, you know, a lot of us believe that the solution would help if, let's say, the police department went more to the high schools so that you can change the way they view each other. You know, the residents themselves, oh, you couldn't ask for better residents in Ferguson that get along and support each other.
Do people seem scared?
More outside people, not more inside people. So not more inside people of the residents of Ferguson. However, there was so much tension on that one particular street that you guys and everybody is seeing on the news, which is on West Florissant. Well, that's a whole different scenario. And so, and the reason for that is, I would explain it this way. You have to look at it from a different scenario. Imagine you live on that particular street, and every day at 6 o'clock, the policeman or whoever aims a gun at you. And when you do that, you create aggression. So I imagine the people living on that particular street have to be very frightened, okay? Yesterday was peaceful, as you all know, and that peace really came about when they were ordered to not have those guns and M16s and all those things visible and blocking off that street. And so that was our first real peaceful night.
Let me ask you one more thing, Jerome, before I let you go. How has the situation impacted your business so far, and are you worried?
No, I'm not worried at all, not even for 1 second. The impact that it has on our business on the street really has turned out to be more positive. If the community that it was strong before this happened, it made us all stronger. And they all came out, and I'll give you a good example before you go. There was a group of ladies that lived in Ferguson who made the conscious decision. They started at 8 in the morning, and they ate something at every restaurant on this street to 9:30 at night. And that just showed you that the residents was determined to make sure that everybody on this street stayed open and succeeded, you know. And that's just every resident. I mean, Black, white, you know, and the media sometimes want to make it race tension, but it's not that much race tension among the residents if you walk over here.
All right, Jerome, thank you so much. Now get back to work, okay? Thanks, Jerome.
All right. Well, thank you.
Jerome Jenkins is the owner of Kathy's Kitchen Restaurant and Diner. LaGuy Figueres of Sauce Magazine is here. Well, the one good thing that I hear are the positive things. Some people are saying that people are pulling together, and maybe in the long run, they'll work this thing out in a positive way somehow.
I think it is really wonderful to hear that story of a group of people that came down and essentially did their own food crawl. You know, on Wednesday, that is a common reaction of how can we help? And the U.S. Bartenders Guild local chapter here in St. Louis organized a luncheon gathering at Ferguson Brewing. And remember, these are industry folks who, you know, they're working. They took time off. And there had to be a great group of, you know, 30 of us down there just there to show support. And in fact, it looks like an outcome of that luncheon, you know, like I say, the question we ask is how can we help? That there are preliminary plans to host a pub crawl in Ferguson that would include people from the restaurant industry as well as people who just want to dine out, get to know or become reacquainted with Ferguson. And, you know, there's potential to continue that in other neighborhoods throughout St. Louis in the sense of, you know, that hashtag, this is my Ferguson, is important. The idea of unifying an area.
And Straub's Grocery has set up a memorial fund?
Yes. Straub's Grocery Store has been helping to promote the memorial fund for Michael Brand to assist his family. His mother, Leslie McSpadden, works at the deli at the Straub's store in Clayton. And so they've been helpful in promoting that. And, you know, also as we move forward and people are looking for other ways in which to become involved or, you know, just do something, that feeling of I need to do something, the Ferguson Farmers Market is open for business tomorrow and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon.
And here's something positive I think maybe we can go out on. I neglected to mention this when we were talking with Jerome Jenkins just a moment ago, but he owns and his wife owns Kathy's Kitchen Restaurant Diner. They're actually going to open a new business I think early next year.
Exactly. You know, I mean, he and his wife are residents of Ferguson, and they're very committed to the community. And it's great to hear that. Yeah, they're opening JNC Barbecue and Blues. It's a barbecue restaurant, live music venue, and it's going to be right next door to Kathy's restaurant. So, you know, building up a dining scene. It's great.
Well, it's a story that we'll be dealing with for some time.
Certainly.
But we appreciate you. This is probably the most unusual soundbite segment you've done.
Well, you know, food can also be a very healing thing. So hopefully, I mean, it's nice that the restaurant community can hopefully, you know, be part of that conversation. Thank you.
LaGaia Figueres is the executive editor of Sauce Magazine. We'll see you next month, LaGaia. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are going to look at the season for the Ariana String Quartet coming up. This is St. Louis Public Radio.